This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today my colleague Woods Fairchild has a conversation with Joe O'Connell, artist, innovator, founder, and owner of Creative Machines in Tucson. Welcome, Joe. Thank you for joining us on Artist Stories today.
Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing in a creative and maker household and how that set a foundation for your career as a public artist?
I think a lot of all of our personal journeys are started by our family or community, whatever was community to us growing up. And for me, that was my family. So my parents were teachers and artists, and my mother did silk and ceramics. So my sisters and I, growing up, would do that. I still remember, you know, making things with my sisters, and then I'd go down in the basement, and my dad and I had a little workshop there where we would make things. So I started out as a maker. I don't know that I understood the categories of art, invention, etc. Another big influence on my life is we grew up near Thomas Edison's West Caldwell Laboratory, and my grandfather had played with Edison's youngest son, or not played with, I guess had been friends with, you know, because when he was an adult, and had motors and lab books and things passed on from Edison. And then we would visit the laboratory before it became the national monument that it is nowadays. It's been wonderfully restored, and there's a great audio tour. But we would visit there, and so the idea of someone who could make things that other people would then enjoy and take into their lives was present early in my life. So I was always making things, and then the distinction between like the kitchen and the dining room was a big thing. Like, we were all working together in the kitchen, and then we would like bring the food out into the dining room and eat it. So the idea of behind the scenes and then what you shared with the world was a big part of growing up. And I still think there's not a huge distinction between art and cooking, between all kinds of making and all kinds of sharing. So that was the environment in which I grew up. I'd say the other thing is, my mother was a really strong force in the family, and my father was a man who, he spent his life teaching in inner city Newark, so he had to be pretty tough, but his definition of being a man was never to put down other people. And so it wasn't until my mid-20s, having grown up with two strong sisters, a strong mother and grandmother, and a father who lived very peaceably with that, that I realized there were gender inequities, mostly historical, in how we approach making and employment. It just never occurred that to me that I would, you know, pay female employees less or ask them not to do physical things, because that's just how I had grown up. And as I hired people, it just kind of worked out accidentally. It was like every other person. You know, I hired an old Norwegian woodworker who could, you know, make an entire house with like a plane and a hammer. And I hired a 17-year-old young woman who loved to work on cars and was really good with metalworking. And I just didn't see the distinction. And that's kind of how the company grew, was based on those early experiences with family.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate you joining us today on Artist Stories and the opportunity to chat with you more.
Thank you, Woods, and thank you, Tucson, for giving me the opportunity to develop an art practice.
This has been Artist Stories. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.